Avril with Casey Lunch on Casey 107.7.
Yes, you're tuned to Casey 107.7, and we're talking to Sibute James. He's a teacher at the school and also part of the Isidingo Arts and Recreation Center. And with the Hollywood Foundation, they took hands in the Back to School campaign. Now with us, we have Mr. Sibute, who's going to talk to us about the campaign and their partner. Sir, welcome on Casey. How are you?
Thank you very much, Avril, for having me on the show. I'm very good. It's just a pity that I can't be with you physically in the studio. I really love to have done that, but you know, we just recently opened the schools, and with the budget cuts, teachers not coming back, you know, all that was very difficult to just leave the school yard at any given moment, because there's extra 20 learners in class. There's one less to two less teachers in a grade, so it's very difficult now to just come and go as one pleases. But thank you for having me on the phone, on the show, even though it's over the phone.
No problem, sir. Now, can you tell us about the partnership between the organization, that's the Creation Center, the Isidingo Arts and Recreation Center, and the Hollywood Foundation for this Back to School campaign? How did the collaboration come about?
I'll start with how the collaboration came about. Last year, I'm not sure if you remember clearly, we were at the show, we were promoting our Women's Day event, which was hosted in August. So Hollywood Foundation was actually one of our main sponsors for the day. So in the conversation that we had with the coordinator of Hollywood Foundation back then, she just mentioned that Hollywood also has a back-to-school campaign that they do when the schools open in the new year. So if we are interested, we should just contact them and see what they can do for us. And we did that, and next week, Tuesday, there's something that we'll be delivering at Mbugweni Primary School for learners that are mostly underprivileged.
And what inspired you to get involved with this initiative, and why do you think it's important to support Mbugweni primary learners there in Mbugweni with schools, shoes, as well as uniform and also stationery?
What inspired us was, as a teacher, you know, I work at a school, so on a daily basis I see what happens at a school, especially when it comes to the lack of proper, uniform, the lack of stationery that these children have. If they have the proper uniform, then sometimes you see that they wear like sneakers or they wear flip-flops at the school because they don't have the proper school shoes. So that was the first inspiration that made it possible for us to actually think of doing something like that. And then when the Hollywood Foundation was like, you know what, we actually do a campaign like this. If you can find us beneficiaries in doing this, then why not? And that's where we started the whole drive to see where we can actually give back to the schools. But just unfortunate the way I work, Hollywood Foundation has given before. So they actually requested for us to look for another school. So we went and did our survey. We went in, spoken to teachers from different schools, and we found that the most underprivileged, or the most learners that are they're living under the poverty line, actually are from Mbugweni. So we just thought, you know what, let's just see if Hollywood can assist us, and that's where the partnership came about.
And how do you see this campaign benefiting not just the learners, but the broader community?
So not just the learners, but the broader community, I like that question. Working at a school, you get the opportunity to see these things, like why companies or like organizations or institutions like Hollywood Foundation would like to give back to learners or children in school. And, you know, when you're at a school, you find that a child is not in school for a week, 2 weeks, like for a whole month at the point. When you find out the child was not sick, the child just was waiting for the parents to be able to afford proper school shoes, or the child comes to school and you find the child is walking around the whole school, the child is just looking for a pencil or a pen. So things like that will benefit the school, that the children will start now focusing on education itself, not to just focus on being proper for your school, or maybe for being in the proper school uniform or having the proper stationery. So it gives them a lift so that they do not only have to focus on not having, but also have to focus on their school, because that can cause a confusion, or children sometimes don't make it to the next grade because they are focusing on other things that they don't have control over. So we're trying to just help them where we can, and where they can start picking up, they pick up on their own.
Oh, yes, you mentioned some of the challenges that the students face. Are there any others that you think students in the community face when it comes to accessing proper school supplies and also uniforms? And how does this campaign that you're busy with aim to address those issues?
The aim for it is to make sure that the burden on the parents is not that heavy. Because sometimes the parents, they have to choose between buying a stationery or school supply and buying food, so they have to weigh their options. What are we going to eat? We can't eat the pencils or the pens. They have to consider those things. So it takes off that, it makes the burden lighter for the parents to know that someone out there is able to supply their child with a school, proper school shoes, proper uniform, school supplies. Now it just takes away that extra burden. And you know, when the child comes back home from school, there is a plate on the table, or maybe there is some bread and butter to have something to eat after they come back from school, so that they can focus on their education. Because as you all know, education is the key to success. And some of us, especially in our poorer communities, we don't have access to certain things, but the three things that we have access to, we need to grab and take advantage of them. Like school, most importantly, education. It's free currently for learners within school. So if they can just focus on that, maybe their future will be brighter. So we're just trying to give them a lift so that the burden is lighter on the parents. As much as the learner will benefit in terms of school uniform, but the worries of the parent won't be as much as it is now. Because you know, when we come into January, like, when you come from December, the parent was worried about Christmas clothes, Christmas presents, going on holiday, and all those stresses around the whole festive season, and coming back in the new year, having to worry about now having to buy school shirts, school supplies, school dress for females. All of that is just a big burden on some parents, and some parents end up not having to worry about maybe this child does not really have to go to school, you know, things like that. So we're just trying to curb those few challenges that parents also face as like financial strain on them. So we're just trying to give them that extra assistance where we can.
Hello?
Yes, did you get that?
Oh, yes, I did get it. How do you encourage people would you encourage people that's individuals or business to get involved and also contribute to this campaign? And what impact do you think this collective effort would have?
Definitely. We need more companies. There is Hollywood Foundation that has this campaign, but there are other companies that do CSI projects that do benefit the development of the community. But if more companies can come in and assist companies like Hollywood Foundation to just assist, give them a push, because they don't have all the money to save everyone that they can, but those extra 20, 50, 30 children that we get to be able to get the uniform will be beneficial to them, and also assist them to see that they can have a brighter future. Because like it's very difficult. Like I always see here on a daily basis at the school, the children come with clothes that are, you know, they are not proper. Like, you know, the pants has holes in it, and other children actually that is the cause of, like, you know, bullying comes in there. Other children laugh at them, not understanding the situation back home, and you find that a child doesn't come back to school again. So if more companies can assist in this, we can curb some of the other issues that come with all of this, where a child does not have. It's very sad when a child does not have, when other children within the class have, because the government can only do that much. There's already feeding schemes at the school, so the children doesn't go hungry. The government can't come back again and assist the same child is assisting with the food, with the free books, with the free education, to also give them, you know, shoes and uniform. So if you have other institutions, other companies that cannot come assist, they will actually be helping a child. The child will be benefiting, not the government, but the child will have a brighter future. There's something else to focus on that is more positive, instead of looking at, I don't have a shirt, I don't have a pants, or I'm not going to go to school.
Just explain to us the atmosphere when the kids got their schools and the uniforms and these other stuff, and also the parents. What was the feeling and the spirit when they received this?
Yes, in previous years, I think for about 2 years, it was physically I'm teaching. The spirit within even the teachers, you find that the spirit within them as well is very exciting, because now they know that that one child that they have in class that does not have, at least now she or he, the teacher, does not have to worry much about their child, because they don't affect the teacher as well. But the teacher seeing that child with that shirt, with that pants or with that shoe, or always coming to the teacher to borrow a pen every day. It also, like, emotionally, it can have an impact on the teacher himself, because you know that this child is actually struggling. So it's really good. Like, it creates an exciting and a positive atmosphere within the school. So, like, especially within the classroom, the child is now confident. I have my shoes, I have my pen, I have my pen, I no longer have to worry. I'm the same as the next child, because now they no longer feel like they are outcast. But whenever you see a child that is not wearing the proper school shoes, they always feel like they don't belong. So now, once they have all the proper school supplies and the school uniform, they always feel like they belong. They are with everyone. So, yeah, I think that is it as well.
And, sir, if we want to get involved and be part of this campaign, how do we go about it, and who can we contact?
Personally, you can contact me via my contact number, which is 073-075-6676. I'll repeat that, 073-075-6676. Hollywood Foundation has already donated school shoes and school dresses for females. And then also, we want to also say thank you to Poland Pilsic, also supplied us with some school stationery. So if anyone maybe out there is feeling like, oh no, I think there's some extra pencils or extra pens or extra books that I have at home or within in our bookshelf or wherever within everyone can access it, they're open to that. You can contact me. You can also go to the Isidingo Arts and Recreation Center. The Facebook page is there. We also have Instagram, which is IARC. We have it there on Facebook. Our Instagram is IARC. That's our Instagram page. So you can contact PM us there or send an inbox saying what you're willing to assist with. But we're most grateful to Pildit for their assistance, and also mostly to Hollywood Foundation, our naming rights sponsor for the campaign. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thanks to you, sir, and all the people there from the organizations, that the recreation, the Isidingo Arts and Recreation Center, as well as the individuals, U.S. teachers, and also Hollywood Foundation, for what they did for the kids there in Bakweni. Thanks again, and enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Thank you, everyone, and enjoy the weekend as well. I hope you can come through to the Bakweni Primary next Tuesday. We'll be there from 9 until 10 in the morning doing our handover of the stationery and the school supplies.
Okay, definitely, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Avril with Casey Lange on Casey 107.7.